Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. These powerful words from Isaiah 54, verse 17, resonate through time, offering hope, strength, and victory to all who believe. My dear friends, have you ever felt the weight of the world pressing down on you? Have you faced challenges that seemed insurmountable, like attacks that left you feeling vulnerable and exposed? In those moments, did you wonder if there was a way to stand firm, to emerge not just unhurt, but victorious? Today, I will explore this profound promise from God, a declaration that can revolutionize how we face every trial and tribulation in our lives. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. This verse is not just a comforting thought. It's a spiritual weapon, a divine guarantee of our triumph in Christ. It's a bold statement that no force, no scheme, no attack formed against us can ultimately succeed. But what does this mean for us in our daily lives? How can we harness this promise and live in its power? Let us explore the depths of Isaiah 54, verse 17, uncovering its rich meaning and its practical application in our walk with God. My friends, let's examine the first part of Isaiah 54, verse 17. The scripture says, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper." These words paint God as our ultimate protector, our impenetrable shield against any attack. But what does it truly mean for a weapon not to prosper against us? Weapons come in many forms, not just physical arms, but also words, thoughts, and actions aimed at harming us. They can be obvious, like direct confrontations, or they can be subtle, like manipulative schemes. Yet, God promises that these weapons will not succeed in their ultimate goal. This doesn't mean we won't face challenges or feel the sting of attacks. Rather, in God's plan for our lives, these weapons will fail to derail us from our divine purpose. Think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. The weapon formed against them was literal fire, yet it did not prosper. In Daniel 3, verse 27, we read, "And the satraps, administrators, governors, and the king's counselors gathered together, and they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them." God's protection doesn't always mean we avoid the fire altogether. Sometimes he allows us to go through it, but he is with us, ensuring we emerge unhurt and stronger. This promise is for you and me today. When financial struggles threaten, God's provision becomes our shield. When relationships break down, his love becomes our refuge. When sickness attacks, his healing power becomes our defense. To benefit from this divine protection, we must position ourselves correctly. This promise is given to the servants of the Lord. It's a call to align ourselves with God's will, to submit to his lordship in our lives. We become active participants in our own protection by putting on the full armor of God. Ephesians 6, verses 13 to 17 describes this armor. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We gird ourselves with truth, put on righteousness, prepare with the gospel of peace, take up the shield of faith, protect our minds with salvation, and wield the sword of the Spirit. When attacks seem relentless, we must remember the unchanging nature of God's promise. Numbers 23 verse 19 reminds us, God is not a man, that he should lie, nor a son of man, that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? God's promise stands firm, regardless of our circumstances. When overwhelmed, draw closer to God. Remember his faithfulness and look forward with hope. This promise of protection is also proactive because God declares our ultimate victory. We will not just survive attacks, but thrive despite them. Joseph's life illustrates this beautifully. His brother's betrayal, false accusations, and imprisonment were weapons against him. Yet none derail God's plan for his life. God turns weapons meant for harm into instruments for our good. My friends, no matter what weapons are formed against us, they will not ultimately succeed. God's shield is impenetrable, his promise unbreakable. Reflect on the weapons you're facing now. Are you allowing God's promise to give you peace and confidence? Are you actively putting on God's armor to stand firm? Remember, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. This is your heritage as a servant of the Lord. Stand firm in this truth and watch God's protection manifest in your life. My friends, let's now explore the second part of Isaiah 54, verse 17, which says, "And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn." This powerful declaration speaks of God's justice and our vindication in Him. But what does it mean to condemn every tongue that rises against us in judgment? First, we must understand that this isn't about personal vengeance or retaliation. Rather, it's about God's justice prevailing over false accusations and unrighteous judgments. In this world, we often face criticism, slander, and unjust accusations. These can come from individuals, society, or even our own inner voice of self-doubt. Yet God promises that these judgments will not stand. He will vindicate us, proving our righteousness in Him. This doesn't mean we're perfect or without fault. Our righteousness comes from God, as the verse concludes, "And their righteousness is from me." It's not about our own perfection, but about God's perfection, credited to us through faith. Think of the story of the woman caught in adultery in John 8. Her accusers brought her before Jesus, ready to condemn her. But Jesus said in John 8, verse 7, "He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her." One by one, her accusers left, unable to cast judgment in the light of their own sinfulness. Jesus then said to her in verse 11, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." This story beautifully illustrates God's approach to judgment and condemnation. He doesn't ignore sin, but He offers mercy and a path to righteousness. When we align ourselves with God, we stand in His righteousness. This gives us the authority to condemn or reject false judgments against us. But how do we practically apply this in our daily lives? First, we must be grounded in our identity in Christ. Knowing who we are in Him gives us confidence to face unjust criticism. Romans 8, verse 1 tells us, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." When we walk in the Spirit, we can stand firm against condemnation. Secondly, we must use discernment to recognize false judgments. Not all criticism is unjust. Sometimes we need correction for growth. But we can discern between constructive feedback and destructive judgment. The key is to filter everything through God's Word and His Spirit. If an accusation contradicts what God says about us, we can confidently reject it. Thirdly, we must speak truth in the face of lies. When false judgments come, we don't respond with silence or aggression. Instead, we speak God's truth with love and confidence. This is what it means to condemn every tongue that rises against us. We refute lies with truth, just as Jesus did when tempted in the wilderness. To each of Satan's lies, Jesus responded with the words, "It is written," while quoting Scripture. We can do the same, using God's Word as our defense and offense. But what about when the judgments seem to stick, when others believe the lies about us? My friends, that's when we must remember that our ultimate justice comes from God. Psalm 37, verse 6 assures us, "He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday." We may not see immediate justice, but we can trust that God will reveal the truth in His time. Consider the story of Joseph again. He faced false accusations that led to his imprisonment. Yet he didn't fight back or try to defend himself. Instead, he trusted God and continued to live with integrity. In time, God justified him, elevating him to a position of authority in Egypt. This teaches us patience and trust in God's timing for our ultimate justice. It's not always our job to prove our innocence. Sometimes, our role is to continue walking in righteousness, letting God handle our defense. 1 Peter 2, verse 23 says of Jesus, who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously. We can follow this example, entrusting ourselves to God's righteous judgment. Another practical application is to guard our own tongues from unjust judgment of others. As we experience God's justice, we should extend that same grace to those around us. James 4, verse 11 warns us, "Do not speak evil of one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge." By refraining from unjust judgment ourselves, we align more closely with God's heart of justice and mercy. My dear friends, remember that this promise of justice is part of your heritage as a child of God. It's not something you have to earn or fight for. It's already yours in Christ. Stand firm in this truth, knowing that God is your defender and vindicator. When false judgments come, don't be shaken. Instead, root yourself deeper in God's love and truth. Speak His word over your life, rejecting lies and embracing His perspective. And trust that, in due time, He will bring your righteousness to light. My friends, I encourage you to reflect on any false judgments you may be facing. Are you allowing God's promise of justice to give you peace? Are you standing firm in your identity in Christ, rejecting lies and embracing truth? Remember, every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is your right as a servant of the Lord. Walk in this truth and watch as God's justice manifests in your life. My friends, let us now further explore the depths of the final part of Isaiah 54, verse 17. It reads, "This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord." These words captures the profound truth of our inheritance in God. A heritage is something passed down from previous generations, a birthright. In this context, it's a spiritual inheritance given to us by our Heavenly Father. This inheritance includes divine protection and justice, but it's more than that. It's our very identity as children of God. You're not just a random individual trying to survive in this world. You're an heir, a child of the Most High God, with a rich spiritual heritage. This heritage isn't earned. It's freely given to all who serve the Lord. Romans 8, verse 17 says, "And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together." As joint heirs with Christ, we share in his inheritance, his righteousness, his authority, and his victory. But notice the source of our righteousness. It's from God himself. We don't achieve this righteousness through our own efforts. It's a gift granted to us through faith in Jesus Christ. This truth frees us from the endless striving to be good enough. We can rest in the finished work of Christ, knowing our righteousness comes from Him. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21 affirms, For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. This is the foundation of our heritage. We stand righteous before God because of Jesus. But how do we live out this heritage in our daily lives? First, we must fully embrace our identity as God's children. Many believers struggle with feelings of unworthiness or insecurity, but our heritage in Christ gives us a new identity. We are loved, accepted, and empowered. Galatians 4, verses 6 to 7 tells us, "And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, 'Abba, Father.' Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ." When we truly grasp this, it changes how we approach life's challenges. We no longer face trials as helpless victims, but as empowered children of God. Secondly, we must learn to access the resources of our inheritance. Just as a natural heir has access to family wealth and resources, we have access to God's spiritual riches. Ephesians 1 verse 3 declares, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." These blessings include wisdom, peace, joy, and power, all available to us through prayer and faith. We can draw on these resources daily, living from a place of abundance rather than lack. Thirdly, we must live in a manner worthy of our heritage. As representatives of God's family, we're called to reflect His character. Ephesians 4, verse 1 urges us, "I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called." This doesn't mean perfection, because only God is perfect. Rather, it is a sincere effort to honor God in our choices and actions. It means living with integrity, showing love to others, and pursuing holiness. But what about when we fail to live up to this calling? My friends, that's when we must remember that our heritage is secure in Christ. As much as some people would want us to think otherwise, our failures don't negate God's promises or our identity as His children. 1 John 1 verse 9 assures us, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." We can always return to our Father, receive His forgiveness, and continue walking in our inheritance. However, we must remember the words of Romans 6, verses 1 to 2. "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin, that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we, that are dead to sin, live any longer therein?" Another aspect of living out our heritage is sharing it with others. Just as we've received this amazing gift, we're called to pass it on. In Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20, Jesus commands, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." By sharing the good news of our heritage in Christ, we invite others into God's family. We become conduits of His love and grace to a world in need. My friends, living in our divine heritage means looking forward with hope. Our inheritance isn't just for this life. It extends into eternity. 1 Peter 1, verse 4, speaks of an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. This eternal perspective helps us endure present trials with patience and joy. We know that our current struggles are temporary, but our heritage is eternal. My friends, I encourage you to reflect on the richness of your heritage in Christ. Are you fully embracing your identity as a child of God? Are you accessing the spiritual resources available to you? Are you living in a manner worthy of your calling? Remember, this is your heritage as a servant of the Lord. Your righteousness is from Him, a gift of grace through faith. Walk confidently in this truth, knowing that you are an heir of God, joint heir with Christ. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, I stand in awe of your majesty and power. Your wisdom is beyond measure. Your love and your grace are boundless. I exalt your holy name, for you alone are worthy of all praise and honor. Your faithfulness endures through all generations, and your mercy is new every morning. Lord, I thank you for your unwavering protection that surrounds me like a shield. I am grateful for your divine justice that silences every accusation against me. Thank you for the priceless heritage and blessings you've bestowed upon me as your child. Father, I come before you, asking for forgiveness for my sins and shortcomings. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness, and create in me a pure heart. Just as you have forgiven me, I also choose to forgive those who have wronged me. Lord, I stand on your promise in Isaiah 54, verse 17. Strengthen my faith to believe that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Give me the courage to stand firm in the face of every attack, knowing that you are my defender. I declare in the name of Jesus that every false accusation against me falls to the ground, powerless. I rebuke every spirit of fear, doubt, and insecurity. I bind the spirit of condemnation and declare that its hold over my life is broken in the name of Jesus. Father, help me to walk confidently in my identity as your child and heir. Open my spiritual eyes to see the vast resources of my inheritance in Christ. Empower me to access your wisdom, peace, joy, and strength in every situation. Transform my mind to align with the truth of who you say I am. Lord, I pray for your divine protection over every area of my life. Shield me from the attacks of the enemy, whether they be physical, emotional, or spiritual. Protect my mind from negative thoughts and my heart from fear and anxiety. Guard my relationships, my finances, and my health with your mighty hand. I pray for healing in my body, soul, and spirit. Where there is sickness, I declare your healing power to flow and bring restoration. Where there is brokenness, I pray for your renewal. Where there is weakness, I ask for your strength to be made perfect. Lord, extend these same blessings to my loved ones. Protect them, heal them, and help them walk in the fullness of their divine heritage. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting each other up before your throne of grace. We declare that we are more than conquerors through Christ, who loves us. We claim the victory that you have already won for us on the cross. Lord, we ask for a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit upon our lives. Empower us to live lives worthy of our calling as your children. Help us to be bold witnesses of your love and grace to the world around us. We thank you for your faithfulness in fulfilling every promise in your word. Protect us from every scheme of the enemy and lead us in paths of righteousness. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.